in a German bill with a Cuban cigar. Hey, we're back here at the Slider House. Here on 590 The Fan KFNS, I'm Andy Strickland. What's going on, St. Louis? Hope you're doing well as we cruise into the month of August. Training camp will open up next month already. It's crazy to think the hockey season is just around the corner. You've got the World Junior Showcase going on right now in Michigan, so you have live hockey to watch. And that time of year is fastly approaching. Last year was a fun year for the Blues once again. Of course, going to the second round of the playoffs, they made a big move around the trade deadline, sending Kevin Shattenkirk to Washington. And everyone knew they were getting a first-round pick and also a prospect by the name of Zach Sanford, but I'm not exactly sure the fans knew exactly who they were getting until they had a chance to see him play. And I think a lot of fans are excited about the future for Zach Sanford, the big, rangy centerman who got his feet wet here in St. Louis towards the end of last season. What's going on, Zach? How are you? Thanks for doing this.
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. What's going on with you? How's your summer been?
It's been good. Just been hanging out in Boston, you know, working out, skating, taking some classes, and, you know, trying to relax for a few months here.
There you go. So you're taking classes. What, are you back at BC taking some classes? What are you taking, Zach?
Yeah, so I'm in I took a couple classes in the beginning of summer, and now I'm in just an online class called Future Tech. So, you know, we learned about all the future stuff, like virtual reality, that kind of stuff. So a little different, but it's pretty cool stuff.
All right, so take us back. You went to Boston College for two seasons. How difficult was that to leave school? You know, you're playing with kids around your same age. You're in school. You're probably having a great time. I'm sure you don't regret the decision, but was it a difficult one?
Yeah, it was definitely really difficult. You know, I mean, hanging out with your best buddies every day and playing, and obviously an education was really important to me. But, you know, like you said, I don't regret that decision. And, you know, everyone there was really supportive of me and, you know, my family and friends and even the coaches there. And, you know, I think everything went pretty smoothly, which was pretty nice and made it easy on me.
You know, I would imagine when you're in Massachusetts here in the summer, you have a nice selection of players to skate with and to train with. Any NHL players that you're skating with this summer?
Yeah, we have a pretty good crew out here. It's, you know, we all work out in the mornings and then usually go skate. Or, you know, there's a Wednesday night league here that there's probably 15, 20 NHL guys in, which is, you know, it's good to be around those guys even in the off season. And, you know, it's my first pro off season really, see what really goes on.
All right, give us some names, Zach. I want to know who's in this league. Who's all playing in this league?
We got the Hayes brothers. You got Jimmy Vesey, Kyle Palmieri. You got Brian Boyle, Adam Clendenning. The list goes on, I guess. There's a few more guys.
That's awesome.
It's a good group.
Yeah. And how much time have you spent in St. Louis over the course of the summer?
I was actually just there for 1 week last week, so I came in Sunday night and stayed till Friday night and, you know, worked out, saw some of the guys and skated, which was nice.
All right, you mentioned, by the way, Zach Sanford is with us, Blues center, winger. We'll see where he plays this season, obviously. I mean, you got so many players on the roster, Zach. I mean, so much flexibility and versatility among your group of forwards. Trying to decide who's going to play wing and who's going to play center, it's not the easiest thing to do, is it?
No, definitely not. I think that's why that's not my job.
What is the position that you prefer, though? I mean, are you a natural center? And if you're put on the wing, Zach, do you like playing the left or the right side more?
Yeah, growing up, I was always a natural center. And then, you know, my freshman year at school, I played wing and then moved back to center for my second season. And then last year, I was mostly wing and played a few games at center. But I think, you know, I definitely feel comfortable at the center position. That's my natural spot.
You know, after having a first full year in the NHL, how has that changed your approach to how you, you know, approach the summer, the off season, and your training? I mean, have you had to turn it up a notch? And what's changed now versus maybe at this time last year or 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think this year I've learned a lot of details, and, you know, those are the things that matter. And you see it with the guys here, the guys who succeed, you know, pay attention to those little things all summer and, you know, work hard and being able to see those guys, like I said before, you know, and learn how to take care of your body, even how to eat right, how to work out, you know, how to rest, and that stuff is just, like you said, it takes it up a whole other notch from what I was used to before.
What was your conversation like with Mike Yeo and Doug Armstrong at the end of the season? when you had your exit conversation, your exit interview, what did they tell you they want you to work on?
I think a big thing is, you know, strength. That's been a big thing for me over the past few years. You know, I think having the opportunity to play center next year, I think that'll bring a whole new challenge and, you know, open up a new side of my game, which will be good for me. And that was, those were a couple of things that he mostly talked about with me.
All right, Zach Sanford is with us, former second-round pick of the Washington Capitals. He gets traded midseason. That's quite the first year in the NHL, right? You get traded, you play in the playoffs, you play on two different teams, spend some time in the American Hockey League. I mean, for a first year in the league, or first year pro, you got to experience a lot of things, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was told you're not in the league until you get traded. And, you know, but yeah, like you said, it was a cool experience. You know, I played in a lot of different cities, met a lot of different guys, and you know, I learned a lot of different stuff, and I think it was good for me to, you know, experience a few different things my first year, and getting that time in the AHL, like you said, was definitely important for me. I think, you know, once I went down to Hershey for that 30 game span and coming back up, I thought I played a lot better. You know, I was more confident, and you know, just overall, I felt better on the ice.
You know, Zach, what's it like being traded? Can you explain that? Because I remember doing the interview with you on television the day you arrived in St. Louis. I mean, you just kind of had the look in your eye like, I mean, what is going on? Where am I? You didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, that had to be, I mean, it's certainly an experience most of us will never understand, but how difficult, how awkward was that for you?
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, we were actually on the road in New York when I found out, and I found out from some guys on the team, so it was kind of weird. And I was shocked at first. It was 11:30, close to midnight when I found out, and you know, I was up and out the next morning off to St. Louis, and like you said, getting there, it's tough to meet all the new guys, and you know, I was a little nervous and a little, I felt a little out of place at first, but the whole staff and the guys on the team, you know, they were great to me, and you know, they made that transition pretty easy, and within a few days, I felt like I belonged there, and I was comfortable, which was really good for me.
I remember you telling me that, you know, you look at the average age on Washington and how many players they have who have been around for several years. They didn't have a whole lot of young players compared to St. Louis. Did that make the transition a little easier here, having some guys around your age to hang out with?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, like in like I said, in Washington, there's a lot of older guys, and coming to St. Louis, like you just said, there's, you know, there's a handful of guys my age or closer to my age, which was nice, and being able to spend some more time with the guys off the ice like that, I think coming to the rink and being on the ice, that helps a lot.
Who really helped the transition for you? You mentioned a bunch of guys where, you know, they made you feel welcome. I mean, I get that, and obviously the staff and whatever. But who really jumps out? I mean, who helped your transition and really was kind of a mentor for you throughout the course of your time here last year?
You know, I think I would have to say Steiner. You know, he was really good to me. I got the chance to play with him a little bit, and you know, he was one of the older guys who's really vocal with me. And you know, if he saw something, he would let me know. And if he liked something, he would let me know there too. And you know, he was just overall, like I said, a real good guy on and off the ice.
What are your impressions of St. Louis today, Zach, versus when you first got traded? Because again, you didn't know a whole lot about the Blues. You probably knew they were a pretty competitive team, considering they went to the Final Four. They went to the Western Conference Final the year before you got here. But how do you look at this team now versus when you first got here?
Yeah, honestly, before I got here, I didn't really know much about the team or anything. And you know, getting in there and seeing the culture that has been built the past few years in St. Louis, you know, with these playoff runs, and you know, I think everyone there is excited for the next few years and the future. And you know, we have a good group of young guys and a solid group of older guys leading. And you know, coming in and seeing how they work the system here and how the staff runs things, and you know, just a different style. I think that was pretty cool to see coming over from the Eastern Conference and even college in the past few years.
How different is the East from the West? Is there that big a difference? I mean, I've heard guys say that for years now. Is there that big of a difference in the National Hockey League?
I would say it's not a huge difference, but I would say there's definitely a difference. You know, there's a difference in the style of play. I would agree with what a lot of guys say, is the West is a lot bigger and, you know, more solid, and you know, the East is probably a little more run and gun. But I mean, overall, I think the styles of play match up well, and you know, the whole league's obviously competitive. It's just you know, the little differences in the game with that.
You spent a lot of time playing with Ivan Barbashev last year. I mean, the winger on the right side kind of rotated in and out. Who did you spend the most time playing with last year? Was it Barbashev?
Yeah, I think it was him.
Yeah, okay. And so, I mean, obviously you had some chemistry there, but we'll see. You said, you know, obviously your natural position is the center position, and we'll see where Mike Yeo slots you in. Zach, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for doing this, as always. When are you coming back into town?
Not 100% sure yet. Probably right around the end of August, beginning of September.
And you'll be here for good. All right. Looking forward to it, man. Your second year here in St. Louis. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All
and
right.
Have fun. Enjoy the rest of your summer. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you, too. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks, Zach. That's Zach Sanford. Again, he's got a chance to be a good player. And I think if you had a chance to watch him last season, you see the size, which you can't teach. But I think the one thing that he's going to show the longer that he's here and obviously coming up in his second year, because he's going to be a lot more confident. I'll never forget doing that interview with him on Fox Sports Midwest the night that he was traded. I mean, he didn't know a single person on the Blues roster. Not one guy. Now, most of the time in the National Hockey League, everybody kind of knows somebody. He didn't know one guy. He's on a road trip in New York. He's got a friend going back to Washington, D.C. to pack up all his stuff to ship it out here to St. Louis for him. I mean, that's pretty significant change for a young player in the NHL, but it's also life in the NHL. And you heard him say it there, that you're not really in the league until you've been traded. Well, he got that introduction pretty quickly. So, but he's got a chance to be a real good player. I think the skill level, I think, is the one side that people probably haven't seen as much in terms of what he's able to do and his potential. Like, he probably has more skill and more scoring ability than I think most people realize. You got to remember, this guy was a sophomore at Boston College. He went to the prospect camp for Washington, and they convinced him to sign with one of the top teams in the National Hockey League. You look at, you know, that group of forwards there at the Washington Capitals. You know the names, with Ovechkin and Backstrom and Oshie and company. Justin Williams, who was there last year. I mean, they had a bunch of guys, right? Kuznetsov. And they convince Zach Sanford to not only turn pro, but then he makes the team out of training camp. So it kind of gives you the idea of the kind of offensive and scoring potential that this guy has moving forward. It sounds like they're going to give him an opportunity to play the center position. You know, I've been trying to go through the different scenarios in my head, who's going to play with who and how that's all going to play out. And it's not easy to do, to be honest with you. Because if you look at all these guys, I mean, from Sobotka to Barbashev to Sanford to Shen, who all have versatility in their game to play wing or to play center. And Patrick Berglund is another one of those guys who can play center, he can play wing, but he's obviously going to miss the first chunk of the season with that shoulder injury. But what will Mike Yeo decide to do, and how is he going to utilize his lineup? That's what I think most people are interested, at least I am, once you get to training camp, who he puts with who. You know, Ken Hitchcock always liked pairs as opposed to threesomes, and he'd keep two players together and kind of interchange a third member of the line with one another. But if you really look at the potential line combinations, and again, I hate talking line combinations. I don't like being asked about it. Put it that way. I can talk about it. I don't like being asked what the lines are. But I'll talk about the lines a little bit. I don't know what the lines are going to be. But if you have Stastny with Tarasenko and Schwartz, or Shen with Tarasenko and Schwartz, if they want to use Shen at the center position, which I think he probably prefer, and I would imagine he's going to get an opportunity early on to play center. But there may be a need for him on the wing. You know, if the Blues are thin anywhere on the roster, it could be on the right side offensively, behind Tarasenko. Because then you start getting into guys like Yaskin and Pajarvi and some of these guys, and obviously there's some question marks that these guys are able to do it and play consistent hockey over the long haul over the course of an 82-game season. They really haven't shown that ability to do so throughout the course of their career. But they probably haven't had the same opportunity they might get heading into the season. So, again, how Yo utilizes his lineup. And again, we'll get him on the show very, very soon as we get closer to training camp and have him answer some of those questions for us in terms of how's he going to utilize the players on his roster and where's he going to put them. I mean, Saboka's a guy who can play center or wing. We know that. You know, you look at your top two left wingers with Schwartz and Fabry, then Steen. But Steen can play the right side, so you could always flip him over there to the right side. And now he all of a sudden gives you a little bit of depth as a right winger. So I like the Blues' collection of forwards, I do. And it's the evolution of guys like Zach Sanford and some of these younger players who probably don't get enough credit for how much potential they have and how good of hockey players they can be down the road. These guys have a chance to be really, really good. And he's a good player. He's 6'4". And, again, they talk about wanting him to put some size on. That's the biggest challenge for him. Can he put strength on? Can he add some pounds and add some muscle to his already large frame? It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. All right, Jay Verity, known him for a long, long time. He's from St. Louis, played at Union College, grew up playing for the St. Louis AAA Blues, coached out in the Western Hockey League with the Everett Silvertips under Craig Hartsburg. Several years ago, coached in the World Junior Championships as a video coach. They won the gold medal. Coached in France. Coached in the North American Hockey League. Coached in the USHL. Was head coach for Team USA in the Junior A Challenge. This guy's been doing an awful lot. Now he's headed to the Ontario Hockey League as the head coach of the Kingston Frontenacs. We'll talk with Jay Verity. We got lots to get into with him. He's from Cahokia, so he grew up, obviously, with a lot of relationships here in the St. Louis area. And looking forward to hearing how excited he is to move on to the Ontario Hockey League. Do want to tell you about Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. If you're an employer out there, make sure you're taking care of your employees and giving them the proper benefits they deserve. Listen, you can't short them out on the benefits. You got to make sure you're taking care of them from an insurance standpoint. Call your broker today or check them out online, anthem.com. Again, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. They do incredible work here in St. Louis. I'm talking a ton of charity work. Several dollars poured right back into the city of St. Louis that they raised through their charitable efforts. And again, their leadership team is located right here in downtown St. Louis across from the Scott Trade Center. So if you have questions, you get those answered very, very quickly with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Plus, over 90% of their doctors and hospitals here in the state of Missouri are in network with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. So that tells you all you need to know right there. So, again, don't be stuck on the outside looking in. Call your broker today or check them out online, anthem.com. Let's take a break. We'll come back. Jay Verity joins me next. Don't forget, Sports Medicine with Dr. Rick Lehman comes your way at 7 o'clock. This is Hockey Sense, brought to you by MTC Truck Driver Training and Gateway Buick GMC. Don't go anywhere.